take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can, of course, take control. And by the way, that's not the contest line. We're going to give you the contest line later on tonight when we do our final pair of tickets for the 12 hours of Sebring. So stay tuned for your last chance to win those. That's going to be it, right, Mark? We're done giving these things away after this last pair. All right, so your last chance is coming up here sometime within the next hour. Stay tuned for that. Also, you can bring up anything you want, 800-259-9231, and join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features completely free. In fact, the main page is created by listeners like you, the content of it, at least. Those items that you see there with the numbers next to them, those are votes, and the items were submitted by listeners like you. So when you see something online you think's interesting, you submit it to the site as show prep. It comes up in the upcoming stories queue, and then other listeners can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion, your idea, or your submission, if you will. And you can vote on things as well. The most voted up, make it to the front page and the top of the website, meaning we're more likely to see it and talk about it, and other listeners are likely to see it and enjoy whatever it is you suggested. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive as we continue here taking your phone calls about what you want. Let's talk to Keith, listening to WGBF in Evansville, Indiana. Hello, Keith. Keith in Evansville. I think he might have dropped off during the news break. Keith going once, Keith going twice. Let's try instead Jerry, listening in North Carolina. Jerry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, this is Jerry.
Hey, Jerry, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I like your style. I like your show.
Thanks.
I turned in a couple weeks ago, and you guys, you know, were bold enough pretty much to make the suggestion just to do away with taxes, you know. And, you know, I've been around for quite a while, I'm an older guy. I think it'd work. I really do. I always thought it would work. I mean, as far as I was concerned, I mean, you know, it was like roads and things like that that people need. I think, you know, if we got enough potholes in it, probably, you know, people would probably say, well, we need to fix the potholes.
Man, let me tell you, potholes, I'd just like to mention this. I mean, we live up here in New Hampshire. Yeah. And because it gets really cold up here, we've got the worst problem with potholes because of what they call frost heaves. It's something about how the road, you know, keeps changing in temperature and like what happens, Mark?
Water gets underneath the road. Water expands. It cracks the road.
Yeah, it busts up all the roads during the wintertime, and so we've got potholes right now all over the place. It's just crazy.
Yeah, the government can't even handle potholes.
Right. I mean, the idea that we need the government, because if you propose something like that, like getting rid of taxes, which is essentially getting rid of stealing or extortion, getting rid of institutionalized theft, then people go crazy. Some people go crazy. Well, what about the roads? Well, I mean, God, how much worse can it really get?
Amen. Yeah, but like I said, I've always pretty much thought that myself. You know, as far as, I don't know, you guys, you're not old enough to remember this, but I got the ultimate tax bill one day back in 1966. Opened it up, and it was due and payable with my life, a draft notice.
Oh,
anyway,
man.
That's the tax map bill, man. Let me tell you. But like I said, I'm not a coward. Don't get me wrong. I mean, as far as that's concerned, I mean, if somebody wants to come over here and take this country, let them come take it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
See what they'll get when they get over here. If there's enough men left and they're not all wimps or whatever, you know, to take care of business for them, come on.
I'll tell you, there was a Japanese general prior to World War II that stated that, you know, an invasion of the American mainland is absolute insanity, because what his claim was is there'd be a gun hiding behind every blade of grass, and there really are more firearms in this country than there are people.
Yes, I agree with that, definitely. No doubt about that. Like I said, you know, if there's enough real men out there and there's not a bunch of wimps around, you know, I think it might be a good idea as far as I'm concerned.
I think you'll find some real women will pick up some guns to protect their family,
absolutely.
Too.
And
I think
you're absolutely on to something here. And I'd like to point out that to anybody who believes that we can't live without taxes, what would we do? Well, hold on. If you've got a really bad idea, the hallmark of a bad idea is that you have to tax people to pay for it. If it's a good idea, people will pay for it on their own volition, on the voluntary or consensual basis.
Yeah, I would have thought that iPads were a bad idea. Turns out I'm wrong, because people are buying the heck out of them.
Right, and so back before the government actually took over the roads, they were all privately created in the first place. So a lot of roads originally were privately made, and that communities came together on a voluntary basis, and they raised the funds to build these things. And today, obviously, things are a little more complicated, and we can have businesses that might pay for a road, or a neighborhood can take care of its own roads. In fact, there is one example of a community, and I forget where it is. I think it's Minnesota or something like that, which is actually, there's still a government there, but the roads are all completely, privately maintained and taken care of by essentially a huge neighborhood association. So there are various different ways that these services that people are so used to having the government perform for them can be handled on a consensual basis. It's just that we're not allowed to explore those ways for the most part because the government has monopolized these areas like protection services with the police department or the fire department or the roads. In many cases, the government has a complete monopoly.
As a matter of fact, the government in California has released the monopoly on roads in a lot of ways, and there are private roads, and they're doing quite well.
Well, in places where private roads are allowed, they typically are fairly successful. But still, even in those cases, Mark, the government hasn't really released its monopoly. It's still allowing private operators to run roads with the government's permission. So it's still sort of a good old boys network thing.
The government has to give its land in order to allow this sort of thing. Yeah. So, I mean,
And then there's still the problem with eminent domain as well. And so, getting the government out of the road business could really result in some neat innovations, too. I mean, if you think about that, what are the things that we're missing out on that we could have by now if we didn't have the government running the roads? I mean, for instance, look at areas of the business world where the government isn't really that heavily involved, like the computer world. You see tremendous increases in technology and abilities of these machines. I mean, I've got an Android phone, and I'm literally carrying around in my pocket. Sometimes it just amazes me to think about it. I'm carrying in the palm of my hand something that a decade ago would have been a huge box sitting underneath my desk. And it's not only just a box, it's the display as well. I mean, I have the entire computer in the palm of my hand, and it's just mind-boggling what has happened there. But can you imagine how crappy the computers would be if there was, like, the government office of computer improvement, and that every single piece of programming had to be approved through the government office of computer improvement?
We know what it'd look like. We have North Korea.
So anyway, some things to think about there. Any other thoughts you want to share with us?
That's about it, guys. You're doing a good job. Keep it up. Enjoy your show.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. And by the way, for those of you out there who are saying, you guys are crazy. We can't have the government get out of roads or the policing or the fire. That's crazy. Well, here's what I would suggest. Do a little bit of research into the concepts, because it took me a while to come around to understand it. It wasn't an overnight thing for me. And one of the big helps for me was a book called The Market for Liberty, which I highly recommend. It was written back in the 70s. And it's really a forward-thinking, visionary book. Because a lot of the things that, they didn't have the tech that we have today back in the 70s, and a lot of the ideas they had back then are all the more doable today, and they would have been doable back in the 70s, and I'd recommend that people go to book.freekeen.com, that's book.freekeen.com, and you can download the PDF version, or you can download an audiobook version as well, and there are some other books that are there that you can download for free, like Dr. Mary Ruart's Healing Our World, and Wes Bertrand's Complete Liberty, also available in audiobook form and a downloadable PDF.
No doubt those are great things, and I think that that as time goes by, you will find that people demand more and more liberty in the world, and they better and better customer service from their governments, to the point that, well, they're going to have governments perhaps competing against each other, things like that. But if you're willing, if somebody out there listening wants to call me crazy on the ideas of these things, I'd be willing to trade cops, courts, roads, and, whatever, for a smaller government. I mean, please, I'm willing to make a deal here. Get government out of healthcare. Get government out of space travel. Get government out of the arts. Get government out of national radio. Get government out of, get the military out of 700 military bases in 131 nations. I don't believe in a standing military. But you just bring the one we've got back here, and I'll be happy. I'm willing to make a deal, people. I'll take more liberty on any particular issue.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
I just feel like when people argue for tyranny in one area, they just give the foothold to the government for tyranny in every area. You don't like government in one area? Really? You think you can fix that?
You give the government an inch, they're going to take your life, they're going to take a mile, and they're going to keep taking after that. 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live. It's still to come. We're going to do a two. We're going to give you another pair of tickets to the 12 Hours of Sebring. So stay tuned for that. It's Free Talk Live.
The 59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, is coming March 19th. See Porsche, Corvette, Ferrari, Jaguar, BMW, Mazda, Acura, Audi, and many other world-class racing teams battle in America's toughest road race as Sebring hosts the first race of the Intercontinental Maz Cup in 2011. Gates open Wednesday, March 16th. Order your tickets today by calling 800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. See the cars and stars of the American Le Mans Series, driver autograph sessions, vintage race cars, and visit the Party Zone, featuring a spring break bikini contest. Up-and-coming band Selby, Chuckman, Alluvion, Selena Jordan, and DJ Scotty D. Presented by GoMobileWeb.com. 4 days of family fun at Sebring, and children 12 and under admitted free. Get all the info at SebringRaceway.com. The 59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida. March 19th is the date. Sebring is the place. Order your tickets at SebringRaceway.com. Brought to you in part by Budweiser, Jaguar, and Michelin.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need My Pillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, My Pillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. My Pillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. My Pillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. My Pillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231, the live Saturday edition of the program. We're here to take your calls about anything. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free, including our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo. and or video showing that they are listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see the shrine for yourself. And if you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI is a major sponsor of Free Talk Live. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, big advocate of liberty, and they'll handle your business with respect and integrity. They won't treat your customers poorly or anything like that. They understand that when they're doing collections for you, that they're representing your company. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
All right, 800-259-9231. We continue taking your calls about what you want. Let's go to Jim, listening in Delaware to WGMD-FM. Hello, Jim.
Jim? Hello?
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi. I listened to you guys 2 weeks ago or so, and you brought up the government stuff. It's a kind of a conundrum. I feel like you have a lot of point of views that I agree with, and then quite a few that I don't. And just wanted to find out, exactly how you would go about dealing with things like the SEC or the CDC, government agencies that are in charge of, public services that we really need.
The what was the first one? The SEC,
the Security Exchange Commission.
Yeah, Security Exchange Commission and the CDC, the Center for Disease Control.
Well, so are you suggesting that we're all going to die of a disease if we get rid of the government CDC?
No, not that they prevent them. It's just reaction to them, and then containment.
What are they going to do exactly that you think is going to be so helpful?
Well, if they can recognize that there's a virus breaking out or something and go into an area and contaminate, contain the area.
Have they done that?
They do that all the time. They've done that.
They're just running around containing viruses? Because I personally have never heard this story.
How should I say it? It's not something where we've had an epidemic where it's like a very serious thing, but they do it regularly.
Well, they called some things epidemics, like there'd been instances with it. Yeah, they're calling stuff. Yeah. This is an epidemic, and it doesn't seem like an epidemic.
They're trying to force a bunch of flu vaccines on people.
The avian flu, that H1N1 vaccine, is my understanding, they're still trying to get people to take that.
You really trust the government to take care of your health?
Well, I'm not necessarily saying that they need to take care of my health, but when there's a major issue, it's just science that having someone organized, ready to take care of it, is much better than
you
just
think
that,
the government may or may not be true. Let me give you an example. In Hurricane Katrina, you'd call that a major issue, right?
Right. Yeah.
All the fire departments and rescue workers left when the evacuation notice was given. However, when you had some private ambulance services that stayed and ran ambulance runs the entire time during the hurricane, the only ones that stayed were private ambulance services. So the government, when it gets too bad, they're going to their underground bunker, and they could really care less what happens to you and yours.
Well, you think this? I don't want to argue about the effectiveness of the CDC, I guess, but what I'm saying is, the general idea. I believe that the CDC, their whole goal is to, in situations like that.
Look,
really
I don't care what their goal is. The government's agency's goal is what is the window dressing for an organization that enjoys the privilege of operating without any real strictures on what it does. It doesn't have to. They don't have to perform in the same way as an organization does in the marketplace. I think that you would have drug manufacturers and that sort of thing rush to put down virus outbreaks and then trumpet their own successes so that people would see how effective they are.
You think that the market forces would? I just don't think that they act that quickly.
Do you think the government acts quickly?
effectiveness
matters? What evidence do you have that the government acts quickly?
That's what the whole CDC is set up for. I mean, they have. Like,
you don't. You're not answering the question.
Just because that's their plan doesn't mean that they're going to be effective at it.
Well, I mean, It's 100% effective. I could grant you that.
And as effective. We're not talking about utopia here, dude. We're talking about as effective as a private organization. I can give you example after example after example where the government fails to act and private organizations step up. During Hurricane Katrina again, remember, there's people pooping, raping, and dying in the Superdome, whereas and Walmart's truckloads and truckloads and truckloads of water were turned around by the government and told to go away. They got this. I mean, the fact is, the CDC is an imaginary organization. They enjoy this cloak of legitimacy that we all imagine they're going to be able to do things good. I just hope they keep the windows closed, because I know that they've got, like, the Black Plague and all kinds of crap floating around in that building.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, for instance, you know, something that they would do would be to do research. You know, there's something that, that comes
out. I don't want the government to do research.
Right. This is another area. I think science has really been hobbled by the fact that the government gives out grants and that kind of thing, that scientists now are all bureaucrats. I mean, you wouldn't do you don't want the government providing you with food. Why in the world would you want them providing you with research?
Well, yeah, I mean, like I said, I think I agree with a lot of what you're saying, but I just feel like some of the government agencies need to be in place. And, you know, if you want to, I'd like to talk about the SEC, too. I mean,
well, hold that thought for a moment here. I mean, I understand what you're saying. You've been sold this bill of goods that only the government can do this sort of thing. And I'm sorry, I would much rather have universities and scientists that are not taking money and companies and, you know, charitable organizations that are not taking stolen money doing this research, because then the research that really matters will be taken care of, as opposed to the research that is politically favorable.
Yeah, I mean, there is definitely a politics waste. I think how it works out, you know, when I really think about government waste, I feel like, you know, 50% of it gets lost. But the 50% of it that's, you know, with bureaucracy, with all sorts of things, but the 50% that's left is really important. I mean,
let's take 100% and let the marketplace handle it, and then we'll have it all, you know, spent more appropriately.
I'd be happy to give you that 50%, dude. I'd love to do it. But let's not forget the SEC existed when Bernie Madoff ran this scam. I mean, that's exactly the kind of thing that they're supposed to be, that people imagine that they're out there watching out for. And they failed again.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know,
how can you apologize for this organization over and over again? Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, I mean, they keep failing, man. And you say, but we got to have them. They're effective.
Well, they just need more money. They need more money, Mark. More bureaucrats.
Right, more money. Because we're not giving them enough of our hard-earned money. They just need a little more.
The government's SEC is no different from any other governmental regulation organization. The government regulations only exist to protect people who are already in business, to protect the bankers, to protect these companies, and these government regulations, they actually prevent the marketplace from acting to correct problems by essentially insulating these old school, you know, business owners and people that have been in the market for a long time from new upstarts and new innovation as well. Thanks for the call tonight. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
My name is John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got news updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You can go to news.freetalklive.com, get signed up for our emailed updates, our Twitter feed, as well as Facebook. And Facebook is definitely a good thing that you want to hit the like button on our Free Talk Live profile there on Facebook. Because, Mark, you actually gave away a couple tickets of that Sebring tickets on Facebook tonight. A
couple of pairs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's a good thing. You could possibly win some prizes just for liking our Facebook profile and paying attention to it.
Free Talk Live, just go in the search tab.
That's right. Well, you can just go to news.freetalklive.com, and there's a link to it right there.
If you've ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney, jurisdictionary.com is the course for you. It's for people who don't have attorneys, who have to know how to maximize winning and know what needs to be done in court, like, you know, motioning for evidence and moving the court and changing venues, all the kind of things that you need to be able to know. It's contained in the course. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy. The average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. I've got the course. I think it's awesome. Jurisdictionary.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We're going to continue here with your thoughts in a moment. But, Mark, you said something during the break about this whole – we were talking to the last guy about the CDC, for instance, and other government regulatory agencies, and how he believed that, well – even if they're good 50% of the time, I still want that 50%, he said.
Yeah, well, you know, and I understand, right? Like, I've been where he's at. He says he agrees with some of the things we say and some of the things we don't. And this has been a long road coming to the conclusions that I've come to, and that is that government is it's basically the most successful organized crime syndicate in a given geographic area. I'll grant you, it has a really strange way of naming its dons, but that's all it is. They're governments are organized criminals that fly flags out in front of their buildings. And I understand it's not easy. We've been taught all our lives. But if I had a cell phone that worked half the time, I'd throw that thing in a lake. If I had a car that only started half the time, I'd trade that thing. I'd get rid of it. I wouldn't even trade it in because I would feel like if somebody else ends up with this car, I would be doing something evil. Now, the gentleman, I think another caller said, well, our car's the best one in the world. We've got the best car because it'll start half the time. I'm just putting these two callers together now. Well, it's comparing governments and saying we've got the best one is kind of like me comparing my leprosy to your cancer. Ah, yeah. You got cancer. I just got leprosy. See, watch my arm fall off. You're going to die soon. You know, it's really a strange game, you know. Yeah. And these same people that say our government is deteriorating, we're losing freedom all the time, that all these things, and that the government is a ponderous, inefficient organization. But let's just we got to have more of this.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just don't believe that they're protecting anything except their buddies, really. I mean, you talk about the SEC, you talk about all the other government regulatory agencies. If you talk to the restaurant board in your local town, they'll tell you that you've got to have the restaurant board. I mean, without the restaurant board, those restaurateurs would be poisoning people out there. We need to have these regulations to keep people safe, and that's the big play, right? That's what they're trying to convince you of, is that without us, you would be poisoned. Without us, you would be dying of disease. Without us, you would have all, you know, these businesses, these banks would be ripping you off, and of course, the federal government is ripping you off. They run the central bank, and they're running the biggest money scam ever devised. So the idea that these people are somehow going to protect you from being ripped off, that these people are somehow going to protect you from disease when governments have been the perpetrators of spreading disease and eugenics and testing things on people.
Right. This guy's worried about disease, but governments have been the cause of more deaths during the 20th century than any disease out there. You can't find one that caused as many deaths as government did. None of them. So, yeah. You know,
I'll take my risks. Thank you.
I'm willing to trade away, you know, the government programs he doesn't like. I'm for that. I want to see more liberty step by step. I'm not saying that going to a free market-based system tomorrow is the best, most efficient way to see liberty in our lifetimes. But I do think that we need to keep liberty in mind. And we need to take constant steps in seeing how people using voluntary solutions without monopolies and without violence against their neighbors can solve problems.
Yep. And a good step in that direction would be abolishing the federal government entirely and seceding from it. There's no need to have that. I mean, if you believe in the idea of governments, at least, you know, keep your state government, get rid of the feds.
At least have the stateies nullify the government in areas.
Let's continue with your calls. Brian, listening to WVTS in Huntington, West Virginia. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Brian in West Virginia, going once. Brian in West Virginia, going twice. Let's try Kenny, listening to WRNN-FM in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Hello, Kenny.
Hey, how you gentlemen doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind, Kenny?
I wanted to make a comment from a call earlier from Myrtle Beach area.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm new to Myrtle Beach, and as you probably know, it's a tourist area.
Mm-hmm.
And, given any month, depending on, you know, seasons, the influx of population can be, you know, like 25,000 people, you know, with summer months and such. But being a new resident to South Carolina and Myrtle Beach area, I wanted to comment that there are times that I see a car get pulled over by the police. And what happens is it's not just one police car pulling up, it's not two, but it's 3 or 4.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've seen stuff like that before, too.
The border's not harassment if it isn't harassment. And I'm wondering, you know, if it, and it could be something as minor as a traffic violation, but I'm wondering how the driver feels, because I know I would be pretty nervous with, you know, 4 law enforcement officers around.
Wait a minute. You're supposed to feel protected with that many law enforcement officers around. They're there to keep you safe. Why would you be nervous? Yeah.
Exactly. Well, that's not even my real name, Kenny, so that'll tell you something.
Right. This is how a lot of people feel. If people don't necessarily feel protected and served by police, and I'm sure that there's some out there that are doing their very best to do just that. But when those blue lights go on, whether they were there to pull you over or not, when you see them in the rearview mirror, your heart flutters. And what that says to me is that if that happens to most people, then the laws that they have on the books, there are too numerous and too arduous, because people should be happy to see cops coming.
Exactly. And it's scary. And I look, and when you see, this is routinely, you'll see this, 3 and 4 police cars. And, I, again, like as I said previously, it seems to border on harassment. But then I'm also wondering, if there's 4 police cars there, or even 3 patrol cars there, what's happening in the other part of town or 4 streets over with something going on? And it seems to me, because there's too much law enforcement in the area, and when it's not tourist time, there's not enough to do. So everyone responds to a minor call. And, you know, that's basically all I want to say. I just want to give another perspective on how law enforcement works in this area.
Yeah, well, it's not just your area, let me tell you.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's people make this observation, but it's not really necessarily even the cops, because I think many cops know that just being on their beat is a deterrent for crime, and that that's what they should be doing. But their superiors know that there's money to be made in speeding tickets, marijuana busts, DUIs, you know, things like that. There's no money to be made in burglaries, arson, rapes, murders. There's no money to be made if you solve these crimes. It looks good for your department if you solve, say, a string of burglaries, or you solve a murder or something, but there's the money isn't there.
Right. And by the way, I'm sorry, I'm looking here at the Wikipedia entry for Myrtle Beach, just to get some numbers here. There are 22,000, about 23,000 permanent residents in the, I guess, the city of Myrtle Beach. So we're not talking about a heavily populated area outside of the tourist time. So you're probably right. 4 or 5 cop cars is probably a good
percentage.
That
sounds like all of them.
It may be all of them, if not the supermajority of the police that are on duty at any given time at that time of night.
Right, and so seems to me maybe perhaps what's going on is, as you said about making money, maybe that's one way for government to actually get funds to continue.
Oh, it's a huge way to do it. In fact, if you sit in on the arraignments on like a Monday morning and you watch the kind of cases that they bring forth, you're going to see drug case after drug case after alcohol case after drug case, and they're issuing hundreds and hundreds of dollars in fines to these people, taking plea bargains and ringing the cash register all day. These people that they're arresting, they're doing it for the money. That's it, and that's all. Thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberin. Amberin is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberin free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to AmberinTrial.com. That's AmberinTrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for your call, your thoughts. 800-259-9231. Still to come, two tickets to the 12 Hours of Sebring. Stay tuned for that. Joining you this evening, it is Ian.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you'll find links there to Amazons from around the world, U.S., U.K., Canada, Germany. You click into the Amazon that's right for you, and at that point, whatever you buy, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase. It's still the same great Amazon, the same great customer service, prices. Amazon's awesome. You just get your shopping done by starting it at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here taking your phone calls, let's talk to Mac, listening also in Myrtle Beach. Mac, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WRNN. Hello there.
Hi, fellas.
Hey.
This is the first time I've listened to your program, and I was intrigued and compelled to call because it strikes me as you're proponents of an anarchist agenda when the rest of the world seems to be moving towards a globalist agenda, and frankly, I object to both.
Hmm.
I'm
not an anarchist. I'm a voluntarist.
Yeah, I just call myself a libertarian.
I've always been a strong proponent of moderate libertarian ideals. I believe in watching the government, but I also believe that every one of us has to accept responsibility for our government, and if it's not working right, each one of us has the responsibility to make the changes necessary.
Do I have personal responsibility for other armed gangs that are running around causing havoc and hurting people?
You have the responsibility to do what you can to make the change.
I'm for that. I'm doing all that I can. I've picked up and moved my life for the Free State Project in the hopes of seeing the government shrink down to a maximum size of the protection of life, liberty, and property.
We advocate its repeal and roll back on the show.
So what parts
every night.
Do you object to specifically?
To anarchy?
No. Repeating this one more time. Okay. You're not talking to any anarchists.
Okay. I got the sense that you were looking for the you did quote specifically the abolition of the federal government.
Absolutely.
Okay, and I disagree.
That's not anarchy.
Some form of government absolutely must exist.
I disagree. Okay. I think that we can have self-government, and I think that individuals can rule their own lives, and that anything that the government does, that the marketplace can provide those services better, and on a competitive basis with real innovation. And
this is where my partner and I split ways. I'm going to say that governments can compete with each other. This is somewhere in the long, far future. Probably not something I'm going to see in my lifetime. But there were times when people would say, "There's no way that two religions can exist in the same geographic area. It's just not possible." And they used to burn people at the stakes and things like that. And now we see it all over the place. All I'm saying is that government should not be a monopolistic organization.
Well, honestly, I'm a firm believer in the ballot box, and I would tend to agree with most libertarian ideals, but I'm also a firm believer in the ballot box. And while money certainly sways how people vote, it's the individual's responsibility to educate themselves and make an informed decision in that ballot box.
But how is that? You keep on saying this whole responsibility thing, and I'm not saying it doesn't sound good, because I think it does sound good. But I guess I would ask you, how did this obligation become incumbent upon the individual to become educated, to use the system, to control this armed organization of folks calling themselves our rulers? How did that occur? How did that person become obligated to do that? How did I become obligated to do that?
Well, regardless, I've lived in countries that were under dictatorships. I've lived under oligarchs. This government, as it exists right now, does seem to be excessive. But and also, government becomes exceptionally important, especially in time of war. And the armed thugs, of which
the war hasn't stopped, dude. The war has not ceased. Government.
I was an armed thug. I spent a career as an armed thug. So you say.
Were you a cop?
I performed law enforcement functions for the United States military.
Hmm. Okay. So the government creates war because it's in the government's interest to have war. So I would prefer if we didn't have a government military at all, then we wouldn't really have any war problems at all. We could just defend ourselves and form our own organizations on a consensual basis to defend ourselves. How about that?
In order to defend yourself effectively in a modern society, you would have to have an entire world with similar arms. The one thing this country has left that, I mean, we're absolutely broke. One of the things we have left that helps us leverage our desires, and I'm not going to argue on the morality of war, because you cannot argue the morality of war. There's no such thing as a just war. Okay? But the one thing we have, and we've invested in heavily, is the big stick that we carry as a nation.
I don't carry any stick, sir, and I did not invest in that. And I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I did not. I don't participate in investing in war. I don't carry a big stick. I'm not those people. So please don't include me in that. And I'm not interested in it.
Well, that's
a
common thing for people to say, though, Ian. We referring to people in the United States.
But it's incorrect. It's not true. I don't do those things. I don't warmonger, and I don't threaten people to do business with them. And the idea that you need to have a superpower, that you need to have a military in order to have a bargaining posture to do business with people around the world is absolutely absurd. If you've got a good product and a good service, people are going to buy that from you. And if other people have good products and good services, we should be able to buy that from them.
I think the guy was making some good points, and points that you and I would have made at some point in our past. I think that I think that he wouldn't make. I don't know. I didn't have a chance to talk to him about it. But what bothers me the most about the military currently is that the orders that they follow, the orders to, you know, to continue on with this huge apparatus that's on in that's in 700 military bases and 130 nations around the world. I think that that's the first and biggest problem when you're talking about the military. You know, I mean, he just sounds like your average Republican guy that wants to see the government programs cut that he'd like to see cut, the ones that don't work for him.
Let's continue and talk to Preston, listening to WSCC in Charleston, South Carolina. Hello, Preston.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You know, I'm pinned to my seat after that last conversation.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
I have, in my personal vehicle, I have XM radio. I listen to BBT. I'm kind of a liberal Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And I find myself in one of my work trucks once every 3 months, and this is one of the presets, and I'm never ceases to amaze me the things that I hear from your station. I think it's aggressive, and I enjoy it. But I just want to comment on a lot of it goes the way that the conversation did from the, not this caller from Myrtle Beach, but the previous one, about three and four cops showing up. And y'all, you guys go into all this detail, and it sounds incredibly naive. Because, now, I'm not a cop, but I've been on the other end.
What's naive?
You see three and four cops pull up behind somebody like that, they're not taking your money. The guy has a bench warrant. I can't believe none of
that's
y'all know
nonsense.
That.
Well, that is absolute garbage.
Look, I've actually...
No.
Wait a second.
He didn't pay a parking ticket, or he's got a bench warrant.
Nonsense, sir. I've seen this happen, and I know
it happen myself. You know, I understand that maybe that's true some of the time, but I have seen for myself that when the cop, you know, he's got nothing to do. Well, let's pull over. Jimmy just got somebody pulled over. Let's go.
They're bored, and they want to...
You're saying this didn't happen? I'm telling you, I've seen it. Talk to the cops.
Thank you for the call. They're bored and they want to intimidate people. They're a gang, a criminal gang, and I've seen it personally. Well, not long ago,
you
Mark,
said they were bored. I don't
friend.
Know that.
They're bored. They want something to do. They want to harass people. My friend was pulled over here in Keene, New Hampshire. One of the activists was visiting from Grafton. He was pulled over, and they brought three other cop cars in, two stateies, and
he did
two
not have
boys.
A bench warrant.
He did not absolutely at all have anything, and he was not violent or dangerous or anything like that. They were trying to intimidate him. Luckily, a half a dozen or more activists piled out from a nearby bar and came to his rescue with video cameras, and those cops scurried right away, not too long after that. Anyway, the video of that is over at freekeen.com. You prep to scroll back for a few
weeks. And I'm sure that some of those instances, people did have bench warrants. I'm sure that he's right that some of the time that that's the answer, but, you know, you don't know what the reasons are, and the suggestion that, the other guy that just called said that we all have a responsibility, right? Well, I think it's our responsibility to question what the police officers are doing when they've got three and four people at a stop.
Absolutely, and come to their aid if you possibly can as well. Hey, we're out of time for tonight, but still have enough time to give you the two remaining Sebring tickets, the 12 hours of Sebring. It's happening next weekend, and it is a hell of a race from what I understand in Sebring, Florida. You're going to be there if you're caller number five right now at 603-435-1111. You'll get two super passes for the 12 hours of Sebring. 603-435-1105. Call in now. Caller 5 wins. 603-435-1105. We'll see you online between now and next time at freetalklive.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embeds strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.